Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, what it's like to have a pet horse, how to prepare to bring a pet rabbit into your home, and why do cats love heat? They all do, don't they? Let's start with this. Do you have a pet horse? My friend Deanna has a pet horse named the Mighty Quinn, whom she loves and cares for every day, rain, snow, or shine. She told me about a study that showed that horses are very sensitive to human emotions. She said a horse will even shy away from a person with a negative expression. Here's an article about that study by Chris Baines, published in the independent.co.uk, April 2018. Horses can read human emotions, study finds. Previous research has shown the animals can recognize different moods. Horses can read human facial expressions and remember a person's mood, a study shows. The animals respond more positively to people they have previously seen smiling and are wary of those they recall frowning, scientists found. The findings build on previous research, which suggested horses could recognize emotions from reading human faces. Now, scientists say they have found the animals can not only pick up on a person's mood, but have a memory for emotion that guides their future interactions with an individual. What we found is that horses can not only read human facial expressions, but they can also remember a person's previous emotional state when they meet them later that day, and crucially, that they adapt their behavior accordingly, said Karen McComb, a lead author of the study and a professor of animal behavior at the University of Sussex. Essentially, horses have a memory for emotion, she added. The researchers showed 21 domestic horses a photograph of a human model displaying either an angry or happy face. Several hours later, they were presented with the same person in the flesh, sporting an emotionally neutral expression. The earlier short-term exposure to the photograph was enough to generate clear differences in their responses. Horses, which had been presented with a picture of an angry model, spent longer viewing them in the flesh, with their left eye, which sends information to the right brain hemisphere where potential threats are processed. Those which had been shown a happy model gaze for longer with their right eye, which is linked to the part of the brain specialized for positive reactions. We know that horses are socially intelligent animals, but this is the first time any mammal has been shown to have this particular ability, said Leanne Proops, co-lead author and a senior lecturer in animal behavior at the University of Portsmouth. What's very striking is that this happened after just briefly viewing a photograph of the person with a particular emotional expression. They did not have a strongly positive or negative experience with that person. Crucially, the human participants in the study did not know which of their pictures the horses had been shown, avoiding the risk of them giving off subconscious signals. The researchers said their findings, published in the journal Current Biology, could help people bond with horses and avoid aggressive behaviors. In 2015, Sussex researchers compiled a dictionary of horse facial expressions. They said the animals had a rich repertoire of complex facial movements, many of which were similar to those of humans. Last year, further research suggested horses could read human body language, even when they did not know the person. Interesting. From the Spruce Pets, Catherine Blackstorff tells us about the top misconceptions about horses. There's no doubt about the mystic of horses. They seem to capture our imagination and are a symbol of strength and freedom. There are a lot of traditions and lore around horses, and some of the information we hold on to may no longer be true. As we learn more about horses, some things we believe go by the wayside. So, some things we commonly believe about horses just aren't true. Myth number one, my horse loves to jump. You'll often hear something like, my pony loves doing games, or my horse just loved the trail ride. It's fun to think that your horse or pony likes doing the same thing you do, but your horse probably doesn't share your enthusiasm for horse sports. When have you ever seen a horse run barrels, jump a course of jumps, or execute a perfect 20-meter circle spontaneously with no human prompting? A horse may have qualities that make them more suitable for a certain sport, but that doesn't mean it likes it more. Your horse probably enjoys eating grass, hanging out with his buddies, and just being a horse. Myth number two, horses are just like dogs. Aren't horses really just big dogs? No, they are quite different. Your dog and you have a number of common interests. You both like a warm bed, the same kinds of food to an extent. Humans and dogs can survive by hunting, and we all live in packs. Horses are prey that hunters might like to eat, but they are herbivores and their social structure is quite different from dogs and humans. As well, if I take my dog for a walk, I can safely let it off the leash and know it will stay with me. You can't do that reliably with a horse. Although many people believe their horses are companion animals, they are not the same as dogs. Myth number three, horses are dumb. This is something that students often say about the horses they ride. Just because you can't make a horse do something doesn't mean it's stupid. Perhaps it just doesn't understand. It may mean you are not communicating clearly what you want. Horses quickly sense which riders are clear communicators and make their cues irresistible. They also know which ones can't. Since horses aren't naturally motivated to do what we ask them, they won't if they think they can get away with it. Horses aren't smart in the same way people are, but they are very adept at being horses. Number four, horses communicate by neighing and whinnying. This myth is partly true. Horses do whinny and neigh to communicate, but they don't carry on a conversation the way you sometimes see in the movies, with a constant stream of screams, squeals, and nickers. Horses are relatively quiet animals. Much of their communication with each other is in the form of body language. Number five, horses' hooves are solid objects. The hoof on a horse certainly looks like a solid object, like a piece of wood, but it is really a complex structure of different materials, including keratin, blood-rich tissue, and bone. Number six, riding a horse is just sitting. Ask anyone who rides, and they will tell you that riding is much more than just sitting there. Your muscles will tell you that after the first time you ride a horse. Really good riders make riding look easy. Watch reiners or dressage riders, and it seems the horse is going through the patterns on its own accord. The better the rider you become, the more refined and inconspicuous your signals become. It may look like sitting, but riders use their legs, arms, weight, hands, balance, and brains to ride. And next, does my horse need a companion? Ideas on Providing a Companion for Your Horse by Catherine Blocksdorf from the Spruce Pets, March of 2018. Horses need companions. They are herd animals and feel safer if they have their own kind to live with. In the wild, horses live in small herds or bands. There are leaders and followers, and each horse has a place on the social ladder within the herd. Horses that are kept with other horses are less bored and less likely to indulge in destructive habits like stall walking, wood chewing, and other things that are regarded as undesirable behaviors. It's better physically and emotionally for your horse if he can be part of a herd, even if your horse spends part of its time in a stable. Owning other horses can be costly if you've really only budgeted for one. Just owning two horses means twice the hay, vaccination and farrier expenses, and equipment, and it can take a bit more time to care for two or more horses than one. But when you can't afford to buy another horse, want other animals, and perhaps won't have space for them all, or just don't want another horse, what can you do? Here are a few ideas. The first is offer breeding. If you have the space and time to take care of another horse, you can offer some sort of board. That way your pasture might make a little money to support your own horse while providing a buddy. Boarding can be time-consuming too, not because looking after horses will take extra time, but because you also have to deal with the people that come with them. Not all human boarders are good boarders, and not all horses get along with other horses. Choose carefully, and if you are just boarding to provide your horse with companionship, have boarders sign clean contracts and make sure everyone knows what the expectations are. You can look for a free companion horse. Companion horses aren't hard to come by. Contact a horse rescue, search online horse classifieds, or ask around for a free companion horse. Many people are glad to find good homes for unsound or older horses or a horse that can't be used for some reason. This will solve two problems. Give your horse company and provide a loving home for a horse that may be running out of options. Be aware that you may be getting a horse that needs extra care, so be sure you're able to look after a horse with special needs. Just because the initial price of a horse is low or zero doesn't mean its upkeep will be free or cheap. Try to find a non-equine friend. A companion for your horse doesn't necessarily have to be another horse. A goat, donkey, calf, or some other four-legged creature, but not a dog, could be a buddy for your horse. Be aware that if you get a calf, they have been known to chew horses' tails off, and some horses really don't like cattle. Goats and sheep can be tail chewers too, and some horses don't like cattle or other farm animals. Some horses are perfectly happy living with other livestock. Others can be a menace. Now, let's switch over to cats. Why do cats love heat? Here's something from a category I like to call all cats do. All cats love heat. Why is that? When our cat Daisy first came to live with us, we had a heater that Daisy loved to lean against in the wintertime to keep warm. Like all cats, Daisy would always find the warmest spot, and that's where she would park herself. I was sure she would move away if the heater got too hot, and I assumed her fur would insulate her anyway. I remembered that Mark Twain quote about the cat that sits down on a hot stove lid. She will never sit down on a hot stove lid again, and she will never sit down on a cold one anymore, said Mr. Twain. Well, I guess he didn't know about Daisy. She didn't move away from the heater, even though, to our shock and surprise, it did burn her skin under her fur, right where she had leaned against it. And after we rushed her to the vet and had her treated, when she came home, she went right back to that heater. We had to turn it off for the rest of the winter. It made me wonder, why do cats crave warmth? Katie Leary in Mother Nature Network explains the cuddly science behind these heat-seeking tendencies of felines. Cat lovers know there's no greater joy than curling up on a cold day with a kitty in your lap. And while it's comforting to imagine that they cuddle with you because they love you, the catty truth is that they're using you for your heat. Sure, they certainly enjoy your companionship to some degree, but the real reason they like to snuggle is rooted in thousands of years of evolution. As descendants of ancient desert animals, domestic cats are hardwired to thrive in toasty climates. With an average body temperature of 102 degrees Fahrenheit, cats living in cooler climates must compensate for their temperature sensitivity. Some breeds have developed thick, fluffy coats as a result, but many others depend on external heat sources, like us, to stay warm. That's why when there's no cozy human lap to be found, it's not uncommon to find a cat lounging in a sunny windowsill, burrowing under a cozy blanket, or even parking directly in front of a space heater. As adorable and funny as it is to see cats bundling up in front of a heat source, it's important to keep a careful eye on them to make sure they aren't hurting themselves. Being able to withstand high temperatures doesn't mean they can't get burned, and in many ways they're often more susceptible to getting hurt due to the way their fur works. As cat expert Pamela Merritt explains, while their fur is insulating, this can work against them when they use our heat devices. They can cuddle up to something warm, not realize it is getting warmer, Daisy, and their fur will keep them from noticing until it is quite hot. To discourage your cat from relaxing too closely to a radiator or space heater, tempt him with a cozy blanket situated a safe yet still warm distance away from the heat source. Or better yet, scoop him up in your arms and indulge in a bit of kitty cuddling. A personal postscript from me, I don't take any chances. I put screen barriers against our heat sources like a fireplace screen so Daisy can't get close to the heat. She can get close to the heat, but she can't lean against it. Now, thinking about getting a pet rabbit? Abby Cushman at myhouserabbit.com has some suggestions. She writes, rabbits make wonderful indoor pets. They are adorable and brimming with personality. But before you swoop into the shelter and pick out a cutie, there are a few things you should know to ensure a rabbit is right for you and your family. First is finances. Owning a pet rabbit comes with added financial responsibility. Be prepared to spend money up front on the adoption fee, $60 plus, as well as housing, food, bunny proofing supplies, and more. In addition, be sure you'll be able to afford ongoing costs for a bunny on food, litter, and vet bills, including spay-neuter fees if the bunny didn't get the surgery while at the shelter or rescue. To give you an idea of costs, check out our article, and you can find that on the myhouserabbit.com. Next is bunny housing. Rabbits are social animals. The location of a rabbit's housing area within your home, which can take the form of a puppy pen, a bunny condo, a large cage, or just an area with the food, litter boxes, and cardboard castles, if the bunny is free range, is an extremely important consideration. You'll have to make sure the rabbit has a place to relax by himself, but is not completely secluded from the family. Rabbits need social interaction, plenty of exercise, and a lot of enrichment activities. Take a look at our housing article to learn more. Again, a link on their website. Next is bunny proofing. If the bunny will have free rein in the house or apartment, you will absolutely need to bunny proof the area. Even if you keep the bunny in a cage, condo, or puppy pen, you still will need to safeguard your home when you let the rabbit out for supervised exercise. Rabbits are very curious and persistent creatures. They will find a way to get into your computer cables, wires, molding, couch piping, slightly frayed rug, etc. They will eat your most important documents. Check out our bunny proofing article for tips on protecting your bunny and your things. Next is enrichment. Rabbits will get into trouble if they're bored. They'll make their own fun, chewing your possessions, if you don't provide alternate forms of entertainment. A great diversion for rabbits is a cardboard castle filled with empty toilet paper rolls, old phone books, and other paper products you find around the house. Litter box training. Most rabbit rescues will start the process of litter training the bunnies they take in. So, a rescue bunny should have the basics down. But sometimes rabbits forget their good habits once they move into their new home. This is natural because the drastic change in environment can be very stressful. Litter training can be frustrating at times, but the key is persistence and consistent reinforcement of good habits. Read our article about litter training to learn more. Nutrition. It's important to have a good understanding of a rabbit's nutritional needs throughout his or her life. Proper nutrition and the correct amount is vital for a rabbit's well-being. The staple of a rabbit's diet is fiber. Rabbits must have access to unlimited grass hays at all times. It is very important to ensure that hay allergies will not pose a problem for anyone in the household. For more detailed explanation of rabbit nutrition, you can see our article, What to Feed Your Pet Rabbit in Hay for Rabbits Essential for Good Health. Another great link is the House Rabbit Society's article about diet, which discusses the appropriate amounts as well as types of food to give your rabbit from youth to old age. Next is bonding with a bunny. Rabbits can be quite affectionate animals, but personalities definitely vary from individual to individual. Most rabbits don't particularly like being held or picked up, and some bunnies are more aloof than others. You can see our article, Building a Relationship with Your Pet Rabbit, for more information on that and taking steps to bond with a bunny. Talk with a volunteer at a local rabbit rescue to learn more about which rabbit or pair of rabbits has a personality that would be a good fit for you and your family. And traveling. Rabbits get very stressed out when traveling or when placed in unfamiliar environments. So it's best to have a good pet sitter on hand to watch the bunny if you go on vacation. If you're a big jet setter with the need or desire to move to various places around the world, rabbit ownership probably isn't right for you. Very few airlines allow rabbits to fly in cabin within the United States and abroad. Oftentimes, rabbits are subjected to multi-month-long quarantine periods upon arrival into other countries. And in many places, pet rabbits are not permitted in at all. Children and rabbits. Rabbits live 10-plus years. Adopting a rabbit is a long-term commitment. Rabbits are not low-maintenance pets. So adopting a bunny should be a family decision. When kids turn 18 and go to college or look for work, it's important that the rabbit still has a safe, loving home. You can read our article, Children and Pet Rabbits, for more information. The bottom line, do your research before adding a bunny to your family. While it's easy to get swept up in the excitement of getting a pet rabbit, it's important to first assess whether or not you can truly provide a good forever home to a bunny. If you've done your research and feel confident that you can properly care for a bunny, please adopt a rabbit from a rescue or shelter instead of purchasing one from a breeder or pet store. Shelters are overflowing with homeless bunnies of all shapes and sizes. See our article, Benefits of Adopting a Rabbit, for more information. You can get ready for your new pet by reading Preparing for Your First House Rabbit, which includes a list of initial bunny supplies. And you can find that and all of the links mentioned in this article on myhouserabbit.com. Now, here are some 25, actually, fun and fascinating dog facts from the American Kennel Club. They say, we realize we may be biased, but here at the AKC, we never get tired of learning more about dogs, whether it's a new study on canine behavior, a statistic from the AKC's database, or even just cool facts about a dog's impressive physical and mental abilities. You may know some of these already, and others may be more of a, wait, really, situation, but we think you'll find all of them entertaining. Did we mention we're biased? First, the Labrador Retriever has been on the AKC's top 10 most popular breeds list for 25 consecutive years, longer than any other breed. A dog's nose print is unique, much like a person's fingerprint. 45% of U.S. dogs sleep in their owner's bed. Speaking of sleeping, all dogs dream, but puppies and senior dogs dream more frequently than adult dogs. 75% of people sign their dog's name on their holiday cards. A dog's sense of smell is legendary, but did you know that his nose has as many as 300 million receptors? In comparison, a human nose has about 5 million. Rin Tin Tin, the famous German Shepherd, was nominated for an Academy Award. Didn't win, though. The shape of a dog's face suggests its longevity. A long face means a longer life. Wow. Dog eyes have a part called the tapetum lucidum, allowing night vision. Yawning is contagious even for dogs. Research shows that the sound of a human yawn can trigger one from your dog, and it's 4 times as likely to happen when it's the yawn of a person he knows. The Dandie Dinmont Terrier is the only breed name for a fictional person, a character in the novel Guy Mannering by Sir William Walter Scott. Dogs curl up in a ball when sleeping to protect their organs, a holdover from their days in the wild when they were vulnerable to predator attacks. The Australian Shepherd is not actually from Australia. They are an American breed. And the Labrador Retriever is originally from Newfoundland. There are over 75 million pet dogs in the U.S., more than any other country. Dogs are not colorblind. They also see blue and yellow. But all puppies are born deaf. And Dalmatians are born completely white and develop their spots as they get older. Dogs have about 1,700 taste buds. We humans have about 2,000 to 10,000 of those. A recent study shows that dogs are among a small group of animals who show voluntary, unselfish kindness towards others without any reward. We knew that. This is one fact dog lovers have known all along. Yawning is contagious between people and dogs, and we also knew that. Now, I have some quotes. Here's one from W. Bruce Cameron. When we adopt a dog or any pet, we know it is going to end with us having to say goodbye, but we still do it. And we do it for a very good reason. They bring so much joy and optimism and happiness. They attack every moment of every day with that attitude. From Brendan Urie, my favorite type of pet has always been a dog. They're loyal, kind, and offer endless affection. My friend Eric says, the more people I meet, the more I like my dog. Funny thought. And you know what? I feel the same way about cats. From Cleveland Armory, as anyone who has ever been around a cat for any length of time well knows, cats have enormous patience with the limitations of the humankind. And from Stephanie Geist, most pets display so many human-like traits and emotions, it's easy to forget they're not gifted with the English language. And then we feel snubbed when we talk to them and they don't say anything back. And that'll do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.